Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
See about that with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary. And Mike, this week we have a plethora of important sports events across the country and on television. We got the NBA Finals with Boston and Dallas. You like somebody there?
Not Boston.
We have the NH Finals, the Stanley Cup, Edmonton and Florida. God, I don't want to travel from Edmonton to Miami. That's a nightmare. I hope they don't go seven games.
Yeah, it's supposed to be one of the longest road trips of all time.
No doubt. And on the college side of things, we have the Men's College Baseball World Series coming up in Omaha and the Ladies Softball World Series Championships coming up in Oklahoma City. It looks like Caitlin Clark is getting kicked around a little bit in the WNBA.
Getting the business, you might say.
Yeah, it's like
a little rookie hazing.
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, the one that I saw recently here was definitely intentional. It was kind of out of the way. I'm going to nail you in the side and knock you over. Oh, the price you may pay. But you know what? I think that she has obviously opened the door for a lot of these women, and I think that once you get past this beginning stages of letting her know that she's playing with a different group of girls is going to be okay.
They did the same thing to Michael Jordan when he came to the league.
So. Yeah. And Christian McCaffrey, the 49ers all-world running back, has signed the greatest contract a running back has ever had, $38 million over 2 years, and it is my opinion that he's going to earn every dollar.
And deserves every penny of that.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I hope I pronounce this properly, Tucupita Marcano, a second baseman for the San Diego Padres, has been given baseball's second lifetime ban.
Got the Pete Rose treatment.
Oh, man. Apparently the history goes back over a couple of years. What a tragic ending to a career that could have gone much differently.
Absolutely. And apparently he was betting on games on his own team, and which is a huge no-no. And just one of those things we've talked about a lot in this show, Ron, with the acceptance of gambling in all sports. You're going to see more and more of this moving forward.
Yeah, well, they opened the door. They're all getting involved here. It's a very difficult time, a difficult time because I think there's a lot of young kids that are a little bit confused out there. You know, they think they can roll the dice and possibly not going to happen to me. You know, there's a bit of invincibility and not going to happen on my watch when that happens. All right, we're going to be right back with our special guest this week, Ryan Sandberg, right after this. Hi, Brad. Last week you talked about some tax strategies for individuals. Is there something you've got for business owners?
Hey, great question, Ron. So what are some of the strategies we use with business owners that make a difference in their wealth management planning? Last week, we discussed a tax-free strategy that corporate America has been using for the past 60 years. I forgot to mention that a whopping 92% of the CEOs in corporate America use that very same tax-free strategy. Suffice it to say, when we're working with a business owner, we start there. We look for ways that they can take money out of their corporation on a tax-favorable basis. And interestingly, if your business owner has more than 10 employees, and that includes themselves or any family members, as long as they're on payroll, I can take approximately a 35% deduction while funding a tax-free income source. Most of the time, you're going to have to pay tax on the full dollar. I can show you how not to do that. It's actually the most tax-advantaged way to save for retirement. You get a deduction or a partial deduction going in. You have a tax deferral during the accumulation phase, and then when you pull the money out, it's tax-free. And remember, when you factor in the fact that there are no funding limits, if you've got the income, we can show you how to get the most out of your company and into your pocket on a tax favorable basis. Another big area is controlling expenses for business owners. And there's some of those expenses just seem to always go up every year. One of those, health insurance. Well, there is a well-kept secret, which your insurance agent is just not going to want you to know about. Why? If I can cut your health insurance premiums by 20 to 30% annually, it cuts their comp by that same 20 to 30%. So most salespeople just are not going to share a strategy that's going to cut their income by that much. Interestingly, when we use that strategy, we actually are increasing the health insurance benefits that your employees receive. Simply, there's a lot more to investing than stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. And at BFF Financial, we're here to simplify the complex for our clients and help them accumulate, distribute, and transfer wealth better. If anyone in your audience wants to learn more, they can reach out to me and we can schedule a quick 30-minute Zoom. Enjoy your day, Ron, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Ron Say. When was the last time your accountant, insurance agent, investment advisor, and attorney had lunch together? Never? Well, that's the problem. The experts you currently use are unable to pool their knowledge to benefit you. Interested in a second opinion? Then talk to the financial advisor, Brad Kreger, at BFF Financial. Brad will work through your current investments, insurance, estate, and tax planning. He will give you a written report of his findings and will work with you with your current advisors to fix whatever he finds. Make the most of what you have and keep more of it once you've made it. Get a free consultation with Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Call 888-908-4BFF. That's 888-908-4BFF. Or you can email brad@bfffinancial.com. Be sure to tell him Ron sent you.
Securities and advisory services offered through Centaurus Financial Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Centaurus Financial and BFF Financial are not affiliated.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, welcome to We'll See About That. We have returned with our special guest, Brian Sandberg. And Mr. Sandberg will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket, courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud sponsor of We'll See About That. Please use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. The reason why I said that the way that I did is because that's the way that John Ramsey, our PA announcer for the Dodgers, used to announce our first at bat. It used to go like this: batting fourth, number 10, Ron Say, third base. Okay. Ryan Sandberg is a homeboy, and what that means is we're both from the same state of Washington. We both played for the Cubs. Rhino was our second baseman in 1983 and 84 when I first got over there. He eventually had a Hall of Fame career, which we'll talk explicitly about later. Was going to go to my alma mater out of high school, to Washington State, to play football. He was a high school All-American quarterback, and he decided that when the Phillies drafted him that he was going to start his professional baseball career, and that's where we're kind of going to get started. Rhino, welcome to the show, and proud to finally get here with you.
Yeah, appreciate it, Ron. You know what? Glad to be with you, and let me take you back just a little bit further. Not only are we homeboys because being from Spokane, but and I don't want to age either one of us, but especially you, Ron. But I used to go to the Spokane Indian games when I was in grade school, and you were there, and Lasorda and Lopes and Garvey and the whole bunch. That was AAA for the Dodgers back then.
Yeah, it sure was.
I sure wish I had that Little League glove that I had back then, because I know that I had everybody and all yours and yours and everything, all your teammates' signatures on that.
Wow. Wow, I did not know that. That's good info. You know, when I you have, and I want to get to this earlier than later. You know, you have had an experience that most men really don't want to have, and it kind of propped up in January, and it's you have an issue with metastatic prostate cancer. I know that you've been very active on Instagram about the treatments, keeping your fan base close to what is happening. Why don't you give us a capsulized update to how things are going for you today?
Well, that's right. Well, today things are going well. I'm 3.5 weeks away from the 6 rounds of treatment of chemo that I went through, and 6 rounds of treatment of chemo means that I was getting chemo Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 weeks off, and repeated that for 6 different times. So that went on for 2.5 months.
Wow.
Of chemotherapy. I'm away from that now. And with chemotherapy comes symptoms. Everybody's different with that, but there's some bizarre things. I was able to stay away from nauseous and that sort of thing. I was able to keep my weight on, but a numbness of the feet, a little bit of hearing disorder, a little bit of ringing in the ears. I had double vision for 2 months. I had a catheter in for 3 months.
Oh.
And along with some hot spells that I'd have when I just a cold sweat out of nowhere, you know, 8 or 10 times a day. Still dealing with some of those things, but as I get farther away from the chemo and time passes, those are starting to get a little bit better. My double vision is now gone. I don't know if I'd be doing this Zoom cast today, if I had the double vision, because that was it was something else. But I do start radiation tomorrow, chemo worked. So radiation for 8 weeks, I'm actually looking forward to it. I get to do it 5 minutes from the house. That's a much shorter process of just 5 minute treatments, but looking forward to that and get that behind me. And, you know, since January, it's just been waiting for the calendar to move on and let's go. Let's move forward and get through this. And they actually did a PET scan and an MRI at the halfway point of the chemo. And at that point, the doctors were so pleasantly surprised. They said it couldn't have been a better report. And that's what I got at the end of the full chemo treatment, was the same thing. So it was down to a minimum. And metastatic means that it's aggressive. It has a chance to spread, which mine had done. But it was under control with the chemo. Now I'm feeling good, and they'll knock it down even more with the radiation. And so that's what I have looking forward to me. But really, since day one, I've gone about my business and had a normal lifestyle, walking around and doing what I could do around town and keeping it short. But fatigue kind of sets in the afternoons, and that still goes on today for me.
Yeah, well, certainly, we all hope that, since I spoke to you last, you gave me the impression that, you know, things are progressing rather well and you're getting through this very difficult time, and, just, you know, hope for nothing but, the best. I can't imagine what you've been through. I don't want to experience that, but, I certainly hope there's, hope for those out there who have had similar experiences. You can beat this, and I think you will probably be in line to beat it.
You know what, Ron? That's kind of why I went public with it on Instagram. I did it within 48 hours of finding out my diagnosis. I was going to miss the Cubs convention, which I'm a staple at. I was going to miss spring training in uniform, the baseball season coming up, being around town. I have so many friends and people and the baseball world and Cubs fans and everybody that I would think would want to know. And rather than me having to be stopped and, you know, trying to explain myself or why is your hair gone or where you've been or things like that.
Yeah.
I wanted to get the word out to everybody that would care and would want to know. And I did that right away. And you know what? It just felt like it was a huge, huge weight off my chest. And as it turns out, I've gotten nothing but thoughts and prayers on Instagram and in person and walking around town and being at Wrigley Field and Just made a trip to the Hall of Fame, and everybody knew. So it's been, and along with the education side of it, anybody that's kept track that have gone through it can know what it's like, but also somebody that just diagnosed can have some hope. And so I've kind of talked about my symptoms and my treatments and how it's gone for me to help educate and maybe inspire some people that might be going through the same thing.
Well, I think it takes a lot of courage to be able to do that, and I thank you and applaud you for that.
Get screened, fellas. If you're out there listening, get screened, because like Ryan just said, you know, it's an important thing, and Ryan, you're doing great work on getting the word out. This is a beatable thing, so take care of yourself and get screened.
And I'm sure that,
you know what? Just looking back, if I would do anything, I don't know if it had made a difference in my case, but. Yeah, I would have started tests on all kinds of different areas of the body, you know, that things are out there for men of the age of starting at 45 or 50. And I get a physical every spring with the Cubs, which is a full head to toe physical. But I would go a little bit more advanced, starting at 45 or 50 or even 40 years old, and just knock these tests out, whatever. You know, colon cancers is a big thing, prostate as well, pancreatic cancer. There's different things that, you know, detected early. What I've seen is the medicine is so good, and it's worked so well for me that I would encourage just tests on all those areas.
Well, I think that you've reached a lot of Cub fans that are probably relieved at the reports that things are going well for you, because you are the Cubs' darling guy. You are Ryan Sandberg. You're their Hall of Fame statue guy, retired number guy. They love you, and it's nice that you're once again strong enough to share that. A lot of people might not be able to. Okay, we have our special guest coming back with Ryan Sandberg right after this message.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair, And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. And welcome back to We'll See About That with special guest Ryan Sandberg. Thank you so much for sharing that and updating Cub fans, who are, I'm sure, will once again be very pleased with your progression of beating metastatic prostate cancer. I want to get into your career, obviously, and I want to kind of start with when I first ran into you, 1982. You had been traded over from the Phillies, and Dallas Green brought his entourage with him. And it turns out that we had a Philly outfield and pretty much a Philly infield and a lot of Philly pitchers. And I remember, you know, your transition. You know, you started out as a third baseman. And a good one. And when I got traded over to the Cubs, you were kind enough to move over to second base.
Yeah, you know what? Well, I came up through high school and all the minor leagues. I was actually a shortstop, Ron. So I knew I was used to having all the range and covering a lot of ground and turning the double play. So when I was traded with Larry Boa, another shortstop, and I was with the Phillies organization, just finished my AAA season, had good minor league seasons. Just turned, I was 21 years old, and I was put in a trade with Larry Boa for Ivan De Jesus, three shortstops. Yeah. And when I went to spring training, they wanted to find a position for me if I had earned one in the spring, and I hit well over 400 that spring training. So I played some center field, I played some late inning shortstop, a couple innings, played just maybe a couple innings at second, and then some third base. But when it was time to find me a spot with about a week left, they moved me to the third base there in 82, and I broke camp with the team and started off in Cincinnati on a road trip where the first game of the major league is traditionally played. Played in some light snow and some snow flurries, but I got off to an 0-for-31 start with my bat, and my bat was what got me to on the team, on the roster. Now I just needed some time to relax and be used to the big stadiums and being in the big leagues. But I played a very good third base early on, and I was called into the office, manager's office, with Lee Ely and Dallas Green. And they said, "Hey, son, you're doing a great job defensively. Just hang in there offensively. It'll come." Ron, I think how it works is that was my last chance to get a couple of hits, so you're going back to the AAA. As it turns out, I relaxed and started to get some at bats under my belt, and ended up hitting about 276 or something that year, and scored over 100 runs but played a good third base. But I'll never forget September 1st of 82, once again with the manager and Dallas Green in the office at San Diego. They called me in and said, "You know what? You have so much range in your speed, and you're kind of a gap hitter and maybe like a two-hole type of a hitter and hit-and-run guy and do all the little things offensively. We'd like to move you to second base since Larry Bo was at short." I said, "Oh, that'll be great. You know, I'll have all the spring training to do that, and no problem, winter time to think about it." They said, "No, we're going to start you tonight at second base." And that was my first time playing like nine innings and playing a lot at second. And I had to learn on the fly for those 30 days during September. Had the off season, then came with 83 when you came over, and they brought you over as the third baseman, a power guy, veteran guy. Had Bo at short, myself at second, Bill Buckner, or Leon Durham at first base. And that was kind of 83 was kind of the start to build that team that ended up going to the postseason in 84. But, you know what, those younger years, I was a guy that came to the ballpark every day, and I was the youngest young guy on the team, and I was surrounded by you guys as veteran players along with some other guys that came later, the Gary Matthews and the Keith Moreland and these guys, with you and Boa and Buckner. You know, I just kind of kept my mouth shut and just looked and watched all you guys and Larry Bull with his work ethic. He was like what you said. He was the one that really instilled on me a daily routine as a middle infielder or a third baseman that got your ground balls, got your backhands, made all the throws, made the throws to double plays, made the sidearm throws, made the relay throws, pop-ups, all those things I did every single day as a rookie with Boa's guidance. And you know what? I didn't change from my 17 years in the major leagues. If anything, I would add something to tweak it to make it better, but that's all that I knew, and it was successful. Went in a gold glove there in 83, my first year at second base. But, you know, I'll never forget with you, Ron, you know, during batting practice, you know, I'd take throws from you. You know, you were taking your ground balls, right, and you had your routine. You wanted to throw to second base, and you just get the ball and throw it, this nice overhand throw and the four-seamer right there. And after about five of those, you say, Rhino, those are right for you? They're right there in your chest. You know, you took a lot of pride in that, but I'll never forget the fun I had with you veteran players. Not only did I learn the game and how to play it the right way, but the fun that everybody had on a daily basis, come to the clubhouse, taking the pregame, taking infield, taking grounders, batting practice. I look back and that was all fun to me, and we're all having fun, and I'll never forget that.
Well, I think that's all part of the camaraderie, you know, getting a chance to work together, understanding what we can do, what we can't do, how to try to make it easier for everybody. You were easy to teach, and Larry Boa, I think, was a great teacher. You know, he managed, he coached, did it for a long time, so I think that was his calling later on. But you're right, the Cub team of those years with Moreland, Dernier, and Matthews in the outfield, the daily lineup that we could put out, and we started putting it together in 84. And we had a very solid pitching staff that developed a little bit further in that year with Sutcliffe and Eckersley and Sanderson and Ruthven and Trout with the bullpen and Smitty cleaning things up. We started to believe in ourselves. You were putting together an incredible year, and so incredible, as a matter of fact, that you almost became one of three guys that had 20 doubles, 20 triples, and 20 home runs in one season. And the one guy that I know was in there for sure was my guy, Willie Mays. So you were in some unique, elite company. And this is also the year that you had this, I guess it's defined by your statue that's going to be given to you here later this month in June in Chicago, the day that you tore up Bruce Sutter in Wrigley Field. Take us through that. Go ahead, take us through that. I'm gonna let you relive that.
Yeah, well, June 23rd, a day game. We were the backup game of the Saturday games of the week. The main game was rained out, so it was Tony Kubek and Bob Casas announcing, and we were going to be the game of the week, which back then was a big deal.
Yes.
Everybody watching and the only game on, really. So as it turns out, I believe we got off, you know, we're down 7-0 to the St. Louis Cardinals. Big rivalry, full house. You see the red with the Cardinals in the stands, the fans, and the blue with the Cubs, and big rivalry and the hooting and hollering and everything goes on, and they take the early lead and we just chip away and come back. And then I'd already had three hits and scored some runs, and we chipped away, got back. And so I come up with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, and Bruce Sutter's in there to close the game. And he's such a dominant ground ball pitcher, and a pitch that you just don't practice at all. There's nothing that simulates that in batting practice. And he just throws hard. He comes at you with arms and knees and elbows and jumps at you. And here's this pitch that drops 3 feet off the table at about 92, 93. Tremendous movement and a dominant ground ball pitcher. You know, so to score runs leading up to that, other teams would have to, you know, put together some singles, and maybe somebody did a double. But for him to give up home runs was like, you know, it just didn't happen. But I was able to go up there with two outs. And I remember it was either Bill Buckner or Larry Boa said, hey, this ball drops. You have nothing to lose. You might want to aim a little bit lower, get underneath it if you can. You know, double or better. If you hit a double, the next guy can drive you in. The single is going to do nothing. But I went up there unnaturally for that at bat and swung lower than the baseball than my eyes ever saw. I usually try to stay on top of the baseball.
Right. Right.
So this time I was aiming about 6 inches under it, and I lifted the ball into left field, and the place went wild, and I just floated around the bases. And then, as it turns out, came up two innings later and had the same opportunity, unless it was the next inning, came up and had the same opportunity, this time down two runs. Bob Dernier works a walk, and there it is, the same situation. I did the same swing, same approach, a split finger fastball, dropping 3 feet, and did the same thing and probably hit it about 8 feet from the other ones in the left field bleachers.
Cubs win.
Is now known forever as the Ryan Sandberg game. That's, you can just correct. Go ahead and Google the Ryan Sandberg game.
And that was not the game winner, Ron. As you recall, we actually that tied it once again. So here we go again, and we play another inning. We come up and we have the bases loaded, and Jim Fry goes with the last player of eligible that game off the bench was Davey Owen. Pinch hit, and he hit a line drive, a base hit to right center field, and we all joined on the middle of the diamond and celebrated. And I walked off kind of thinking like that wasn't a normal game for me or at all, but I just walked off. Davey Owen got the hit, and that's great. We walked down. Now the St. Louis Cardinals guy with that does the post game show comes and grabs me. Hey, Jack Buck wants to talk to you in the Cardinals. He wants you to do the post-game show. So I jogged over there, and the crowd went nuts. I said, wow, this is different. Went in the dugout, did the post-game show with Jack Buck, who's a legendary announcer. And then we're on there for 15 minutes, whatever it might be. I step out of the again and jog across the field, and the crowd hadn't left. And there they are cheering again. And I tipped my cap and went in the locker room. And this is the first time I experienced this in my career. I went in the locker room, everybody high-fiving and stuff, but I looked at my locker, and I couldn't even see my locker with the media that was around it. Yeah. It was totally something different that day, and I got to talk about what happened. And I don't think that I was a little bit caught off guard, but I said, wow, this is something big. But it was also a team thing. It was a team win. Everybody participated. It put us into first place for the first time that year in 84, which meant something. And from that point on, after the All-Star break in 84 on with our team, Wrigley Field was sold out, and we started to see the fans across the street on the rooftops that whole scenario start. So that all started with that game on June 23rd. So the statue this year is June 23rd.
Terrific.
40 years later to the day, and they're putting up a statue for me at Wrigley Field.
Well, that was the day that you arrived, and what a day for Cubs baseball. And we presented another reason why the Cub fans should come to the ballpark now instead of drinking beer. The Cubs can win. We got to take another break right after this. We'll be right back.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
So I just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts. Like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
The fans are rooting for
And
the
welcome
Dodgers.
Back. We'll see about that. This week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, 1955. After only 8 games and 13 innings of work, the Dodgers option rookie left-handed pitcher Tom Lasorda to Montreal to make room for, some pitcher. You might have heard of him. His name is Sandy Koufax. The team's newest southpaw, Bonus Baby, comes off the 30-day disabled list after injuring his ankle.
You know, I played for two Hall of Fame managers as a Dodger. I played for Walter Alston, who had a brief cup of coffee and never got a hit in Major League Baseball, becomes a Hall of Fame manager. And I played with Tom Lasorda for a long time, and he never won a baseball game in major leagues, and he becomes a Hall of Famer. So it looks like they made the right choice. I want to go back in time, Rhino. You have a baseball field in Spokane named after you. Your number has been retired, I guess, both for football and baseball. You know, looking back on it for me, I wish I was born in Spokane. Because in Tacoma, they had basically offered me the idea and hope that the high school field would be named after me. The only problem on my end of it in Tacoma is that I had to be deceased to have that honor. I can wait for that. I'm not interested in posthumous awards at all. You were the winner of 9 Gold Gloves. You had 7 Silver Slugger Awards. You led the league in home runs one year. You won the home run contest too, correct? And wouldn't you like to play today and do that, because it's worth $1 million today, right? That would be a nice contest to get in. You led the National League in runs scored a number of times. You also hit for the cycle. You were eventually elected into the Hall of Fame in 2005. The Cubs also retired your jersey number 23 in 2005, and now you're going back to be the recipient of a major statue in front of Wrigley Field. Those are incredibly enormous accomplishments. It's got to be overwhelming at some point in time. Was there any idea that you were going to, I'm asking this facetiously, figure out that you were destined for the Hall of Fame?
No, you know what, Ron? Growing up in Spokane, a perfect town and city for me to be able to play sports and to play it competitively and have the whole backing and the interest of the city and the town and the newspapers behind it. But you know, I still wonder why my basketball jersey wasn't retired. I averaged 22 points a game at Ball State in basketball. They kind of missed that one.
Oh, that's great!
Being an All-American quarterback, you know what I just used to play with my buddies on the street corners, baseball. We used to play in the yard, front yard, tackle football. Used to shoot baskets, but we used to watch TV and watch the pros play, watch the college teams play, and then just watch a little bit of it, then go out and emulate that. So starting at 8 or 10 years old, that's all that I did all day long was play sports. So, you know what? Going back to the 84 season, I'm asked when I do some talk, you know, when did you really feel comfortable in the major leagues? it was after the 84 year, third year in the big leagues, when I said, you know what, I do belong here, being the MVP and having that season. And I was able to play the 13 years after that and have some years. But to win the Home Run Derby at Wrigley Field 1990, to play in 10 straight All-Star games and be around the All-Stars, you know what, it just kind of snowballed after that. And during that 84 season, and you know what? I think the work ethic and not taking anything for granted and having a good year to me meant the next year I needed to
come back.
I needed to work hard over the offseason. I need to come back the next year and have a better year was always my mentality. I didn't want to be a flash in a pan. I didn't want to be a couple of good years and go to a couple of All-Star. You know, I enjoyed the All-Star games so much, and I enjoyed doing that and gold gloves and silver bats, that became my standard for myself, along with the fans, the Cub fans, and maybe the baseball world and the media. That became my standard. So I had to work hard and tweak my game anytime I had to accomplish that, because a game of baseball, Ron, as you know, it's a game of adjustments. If a player has a good season as an MVP at a young age, that next year, the pitchers are going to pitch you differently. There's going to be scouting reports. You got to do something different each year. And that's what I ended up trying to do. And that's what I ended up doing, you know, with the power that I had in 84 and then the hitting like that. You know, I was challenged that next year by, you know, getting pitched up and in, inside, brush him back a little bit, see how he likes that, and then we'll go away. Things like that. But I had to, that's how the game was played. And as a major league player, you had to hang in there and get knocked down every now and then, get back up and dig in and do something about it and make adjustments. And that's what I did. So when it was all said and done, I never took it for granted. I didn't really think about Hall of Fame or anything until the media started talking about it. Maybe the fans, my last 4 or 5 years in uniform. And at that point, I was still focused on my seasons and trying to win for the Cubs and put together seasons and do my part for the organization and win for the Cub fans.
I've always wanted to ask this. I have two former professional athletes who have been quite successful champions. And, you know, Ryan, you talked about being an All-American quarterback, how you were averaging 22 points a game on the hardwood, not to mention your prodigious talents on the baseball field. When you made the choice to go play baseball professionally or pick your sport, which one you wanted to focus on, and maybe, Ron, you can weigh in here too, was baseball the sport you were best at, or was baseball your favorite sport, or both of the two combined?
I would say in high school, first of all, growing up in the state of Washington, football was real big up there. It was covered. We played at Joe Albee Stadium. The whole town would shut down, and there'd be 4 or 5 games on a Friday night at the same field. It held about 18,000 people, but the town would shut down, and it'd all be about football. Wrestling was another big sport up there. So to answer your question, I think with my stats and notoriety and things like that, I think football was my number one sport in high school. Baseball was probably number two, and basketball probably number three. But, you know, for me, playing all three sports, that's what I wanted to do. You know, I didn't want to focus on it. Back then, you played different sports. At least I did. I wanted to play multiple sports, and that was important. I think each sport helped the other one. So really, when it came to it, I signed a letter of intent to go to Washington State after turning down Nebraska, Oklahoma, UCLA, Arizona State, University of Washington, and every other, you know, being the 1977-78 Parade Magazine All-American quarterback, you know, all the colleges were coming after me. I wanted to stay close to home, signed a letter of intent there. 2 months later, the June draft came, and I talked with my older brother. Both of us wanted to be professional athletes, and he just mentioned to me, hey, you can be a professional athlete right now and get paid to play baseball and go that route. And you know what? It was just a flip of the coin. That's what I did, and I called up Washington State and turned that down, and before you know it, I was on a car ride over to Helena, Montana, reporting to the Helena Phillies. And I didn't know what I was getting into, but I was only 18 years old, 18 and a half years old at the time. And here I am spending 8 to 9 hours on a baseball field. And that was it. Yeah. No rhyme or reason about it. It was a lucky choice. I didn't know if I'd survive 4 years of college football and be able to without injury and everything. So all that said, made the right choice, obviously.
Well, that was a leap of faith, and you made the right choice. And for me, baseball was number one. Basketball was probably number two. Football was number three. My senior year, I was rated the number one running back in the state of Washington by Street and Smith, and I got hurt and missed half the season, so that didn't pan out. In basketball, my junior year, we had a number two ranked team in the state, big bracket, and we went undefeated, set a new record for the city of Tacoma, the first team to go through it undefeated. And ended up losing to the team that lost in the state finals on our first outing out, so our only loss of the year. And in baseball, I was having a really good year, and we went to this feeder game that led to the All-State game, and I couldn't go and get anything done that day, so whatever I'd done during the season didn't matter, so I didn't make it to the All-State game. So my senior year fell apart, man. I mean, it just didn't work out like I'd hoped to, but I ended up getting drafted by the Mets. I turned that down. I took my college scholarship and went to Washington State, and primarily because of the Vietnam War. I had to be protected, but it was the right choice. I signed after my sophomore year. The rest is history, but it was a very interesting and difficult time for me during that period. You know, I was fighting so hard for this childhood dream, and I wasn't about to give up on it very easily.
You know what? What I find interesting in that and our parallels is that we did play three sports back then, and yeah. We ended up being Major League Baseball players. And I think like with you, I think you could say that your memories of playing football and basketball and how those other sports helped you become a Major League Baseball player, as it turns out, I think the same thing I can say. You know, the toughness of playing football and getting strong, and then the quickness of basketball on the basketball court and the hand-eye coordination and all that. You know, I'm unfortunately, I think a lot of kids are told to choose one sport in today's society, and some kids that play baseball, they play it 11 months out of the year, and they don't get to experience maybe the fun and joy and memories of being on a football team or playing golf or tennis or whatever lacrosse or whatever other sports there could be. And, you know, I think you and I can both say that playing multiple sports really helped us become major league players back then. And just to hear you talk about your football and your basketball experiences, I have those experiences as well, which, you know, I'm very fond of those other sports. I also play golf. I played some tennis in the summertime, whatever had a ball to it, and whatever sport you play, to be competitive and be with the buddies and be competitive and hit tennis balls, hit some golf, whatever. That's what I did starting at, like I said, about 8 or 10 years old.
Yeah. Being with the buddies is what really, you know, when I hear that phrase, being with the buddies is so important.
I agree with you. The cross section of playing football, basketball, baseball, I took something from each sport that I could use in baseball. And it was extremely helpful. You know, it was like lower body, using your lower body, your footwork, your quickness, your hand and eye coordination from basketball, your leverage points from football that helped you also have a leverage point in baseball from your lower body. All of it was very beneficial. Rhino, we're coming down to a close here. I just wanted to thank you so much for joining us. We could talk for hours. I'm going to be seeing you here at your special day, the unveiling on June 23rd, correct? Sunday, June 23rd,
that's
for
correct.
Chicago fans. Make sure you're at Wrigley Field that day. I hope that you have continued success fighting this ugly thing that you've been going through. And again, privilege having you on. I'm going to have a lot more chance to talk with you at greater length when we catch up in a couple of weeks, but continue success. And can't wait to see you guys and the rest of the guys for this homecoming.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think there's about 12 or 14 teammates from 84 that are going to be there that, you know, that was a special group, and we're like teammates for life. And I've heard from everybody through this, going through this, what I've gone through. I've heard from all you guys. And like I say, that was a special group, and I was hanging out with buddies at 8 and 10 years old, and here I, in our 60s, still we'll be hanging out with the buddies. It comes June 23rd.
For sure. All right, there you've had it. Ryan Sandberg, Hall of Famer, Chicago Cub. Thanks for being with us, and we will be right back. We'll see about that.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we're about ready to wind down on this final segment. We'll see about this week. I want to thank Ryan Sandberg again for joining us. Been going through a difficult time, but all prospects for his health to return to better days. Looking good. Real treat to have him on again. Real classy guy. Glad he's from the state of Washington. I think I should have taken up permanent residence about midway through my career in Spokane, and then I might have had my high school. You know, maybe it's different. The rules are different in Spokane. They have to be.
I guess so. But that's really cool. You know, not only congratulations to Ryan Sandberg for having the statue, but you guys all get together.
Yeah,
that's going to be a fun time.
You're gonna relive
the old days. Maybe have a couple cold ones. Maybe have some Chicago deep dish pizza. That sounds like a good time.
You know, we played a card game. I think it was called Tonk. it's kind of a version of solitaire, not solitaire. Gin Rummy.
Gin Rummy. Yeah.
And we had four or five guys that were kind of staples of that game, and a couple of them filled in when we couldn't. But these were done during the rain delays in Chicago. And that's another part of where our bonding came in pretty good. It was a lot of fun harassing these guys. Just want to mention an upcoming book signing that I have this weekend out at Rancho Cucamonga Ballpark. It's going to take place Saturday, June 7th. And most likely when the doors open at 5 o'clock, I'm going to be there, and I will probably be there until 7:30 or so. So I hope that you take this as a direct invitation to join me out at Rancho Cucamonga this weekend. I hope to see you all there for my book signing with Penguin Power. Other than that, you know, what do you got planned for this weekend?
Well, we're getting close to Father's Day, and like Ron said, make sure to check out his book signing, because you know it's a great gift for Dad, is a signed copy of the great Ron Say book, Penguin Power. I'm sure it'll make every dad and every baseball fan a very happy person.
I certainly hope so. Anyway, I was going to say something about...
I think you were going to say where to follow you on Instagram.
We are going to follow you on Instagram. Don't forget the official, at the official Ron Say, and also my website, the official Ron Say Show. That's another place where you can pick up the book with multiple options for signing. So I want to say thank you so much for joining us. I hope you enjoyed our segment with Ryan Sandberg. We certainly did. Next week, we will be doing a best of shows, because I am going to be up in the Northwest on Whidbey Island. See you next week. Have a great time.